So, today I want to talk about two things. Well, actually, what I want to do is explain to you what you're about to listen to. Last week, I did an episode where I was just talking about like the most expensive things in the world, and I went off on a bunch of tangents. One of those tangents I went off on was a discussion that ended up being about the most valuable sports franchises. I got there because I was listing the richest people in the world. I got to Steve Ballmer, and he owns the Los Angeles Clippers. So I was discussing that, got into a whole conversation about how the Clippers are worth so much more now than they were when he bought them in 2014. And then before I knew it, I was off to the races talking about the most successful sports franchises across all sports. And then, because I didn't want to be too sports heavy, I covered the most successful entertainment franchises of all time. Anyway, it ended up being kind of long and it didn't fit with the theme of the last episode when it was all said and done. And so I cut it, figured I would put this probably too verbose explanation onto the beginning of it, let you join in right as I'm discovering that Steve Ballmer has made a bunch of money off of the Clippers, and then the conversation will goes. Then I'll jump back in at the very end and wrap things up. All right, here we go. The top five. Steve Ballmer is now only worth Steve Ballmer's worth $111 billion fucking dollars. I mean, I guess he must be, right? He bought the Clippers for, what, $2 billion, which seemed like so much money at the time. And now, well, I think the Suns were valued at over $4 billion, right? Phoenix Suns. Not the actual Sun. I'm not sure what that one's worth. But the NBA team, the Phoenix Suns, I think, what did they sell for? $4.5 billion? Phoenix Suns value $4 billion, just $4 billion. So if he, what is the Los Angeles Clippers worth? The Los Angeles Clippers. I'm gonna have to dive into this list. Most valuable franchises in sports. I'll do that later, some other time. I'll probably make a whole episode of that. The Los Angeles Clippers are valued as at number five on most valuable NBA teams at $4.65 billion. So Steve Ballmer purchased them in 2014 for $2 billion. They generate $425 million in revenue a year. They have a $12 million operating income. Player expenses are $198 million. That's all Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook and James Harden. They get $51 million a year from gate receipts. I guess that's tickets sold to games. The wins to player cost ratio. I don't understand what that means. So like 80 wins to every player? How does that make sense? Revenue per fan. Okay, that's cool. That's interesting. $24. So they get an average of $24 out of every Clippers fan. I'm surprised it's that low. And the metro area population is 12.9 million. I don't really matter. Interesting. Well, now maybe I do want to see. Well, anyway, so the point being, Steve Ballmer bought that team 9 years ago for $2 billion, and he could sell it today for $4.65 billion. And I bet he could sell it for a little bit more than that, and I bet he would sell it quickly. There is nothing rich people, like ultra rich people, want more than to own sports franchises. Okay, number four. I wonder who it is. Boston Celtics. Love you. Good luck on the game tonight, guys. We're playing the Warriors. Let's get a little revenge. They're not who they were. They're playing without Draymond. They're worth $4.7 billion. Of course, Wick Grousback and his family and some other people own it. They've had 17 championships. Dude, $4.7 billion for a team with 17 championships seems like a fucking steal, honestly. They were purchased in 2002. Ah, this will blow your dick off. They were purchased in 2002 for $360 million by, I guess, that conglomerate of the Grousbacks and Pagliuca and Epstein. Not that Epstein. I think a different Epstein. Yeah, they paid $360 million worth $4.7 billion. That's a pretty good return on investment. They had generated revenue of $443 million. Dude, I do my best to be a big part of that. Every pair of socks I wear is Celtic socks. I own like four. I have an entire wardrobe of Celtics clothes at this point. Their operating income is $88 million. $185 million in player expenses. That is a bargain for what we get out of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Al Horford and Kristaps Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, Luke Kornet. Well, I could keep going, but you get the idea. 146 wins to player cost ratio. I assume that. Ah, here we go. Revenue per fan, $45. That makes more sense. So I guess then the top three, let's game this out. We've determined that the Los Angeles Clippers are number five and the Celtics are number four. So it's going to be major markets. It's going to be obviously the number one team. I think a lot of people are going to think the Lakers, but I bet it's not. I bet it's the Knicks. I bet the New York, that is a valuable franchise, even though they're not worth a damn on the court and they haven't been for a long time. Although I guess Jalen Brunson's doing everything in his power to change that. It's probably I would go Miami Heat number three, because Miami is a huge market. Then Los Angeles Lakers, then New York Knicks. Let's see how close we get. Number three is, oh, I was wrong. Los Angeles Lakers. Damn, they're only worth $6.4 billion. They also have 17 championships if you count a different team that lived in a different state, which all Lakers fans do. Whereas the Celtics, we'll just claim all the ones we actually won in Boston. Here you go. So it was purchased in 1979 for $20 million and then repurchased again in 2021 for $5 billion. So it's now worth, 2 years, $1.4 billion increase in value. That's pretty crazy there. Revenue per fan is $56. Also seems low for the Lakers, but number two then will be the New York Knicks. Am I stupid? What's number one going to be? Is it Golden State? Let's see. I really would have thought. $6.6 billion. Of course, it's owned by Madison Square Garden Sports. It was purchased in 1997 for $300 million. They make $504 million a year in revenue. That's wild. And they make about $39 per fan. Interesting. So it's worth $6.6 billion. So I guess that means number one is either Golden State or Miami. I would think it would be Miami, but I feel like this is, I feel like I'm being tricked. I feel like this is a bait and switch. Yeah, I just find that hard to believe. The Golden State Warriors are worth $7.7 billion. It was purchased in 2000, most recently purchased in 2010 for $450 million. I mean, here we go right here. Revenue, $765 million a year. They're worth $7.7 billion. The average revenue here, this is why. Average revenue per fan is $110. So basically, that's a lot of Steph Curry jerseys. That's a whole hell of a lot of Steph Curry jerseys. That means Steph Curry is clearly more valuable than LeBron James. Now, I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that LeBron has played for multiple teams, whereas Steph has been on the Warriors his whole career. Like, there's a continuity there. I can't imagine that would matter. Sports is a popularity contest. And for a lot of people, I don't think it really matters where you play. Huh. Okay. Well, that's fascinating. The Golden State Warriors are worth $7.7 billion, owned by Joe Lacob and Peter Guber. Goober. They've won seven championships, of course, four in the last few years. God damn, dude. Golden State Warriors. So where did Miami? All right, I'm sorry. I just got to find out where Miami fell to. They must have been six or seven. I really thought they would have been higher. Chicago Bulls, number six. Number seven, Dallas Mavericks. That's interesting. Number eight, Houston Rockets. Number nine, Philly. Number 10, Toronto. Man, I'm a fucking idiot when it comes to valuing sports teams, apparently. Miami Heat are 12th, worth $3.9 billion. All right, so what's the most valuable, I'm getting further and further away from what I started to do here. Most valuable baseball team. For you non-sports fans, I have another idea I'll do after this. Okay. Baseball's most valuable teams. We'll just do the number one, two, and three. Big surprise. Number one, New York Yankees worth $700 billion. Number two, Los Angeles Dodgers worth just under $5 billion. Although with the addition of Shohei, I can't imagine that doesn't jump up significantly. Number three is Boston Red Sox worth $4.5 billion. That's interesting. I wouldn't think that outside of the Yankees and Dodgers, I wouldn't think that baseball franchises would have the same value as NBA franchises just at this point in time in 2023. But I guess that shows my bias because they clearly do. What about NFL? All right, we'll do NFL real fast, then I'll do the non-sports thing. NFL, most valuable. All right, before we go, I know way less about NFL, but I'm going to guess the most valuable NFL teams would be the Dallas Cowboys, Patriots, and Giants, maybe? Maybe Philly? Let's see. Dallas Cowboys remain the most valuable team in the league at a record $9 billion, up 13% from a year ago. Holy fucking shit, dude. $9 billion for the Dallas Cowboys. $9 billion for a sport where the team plays 18 games a year. Jesus. All right. Average team. Yeah, the NFL is such a juggernaut, man. The average value of an NFL team is $5.1 billion. The average value of an NBA team is $2.86 billion. That is a huge drop-off between one and two. Below that is MLB with $2.32 billion. So I was right that NBA in general is more valuable than MLB, although there's no NBA team as valuable as the New York Yankees, apparently. Soccer, top 30 teams, as defined by what? I feel like I'm going to get, if I just throw out soccer, I'm going to get yelled at. So what are the top 30 teams? Okay. I assume it's going to be across leagues. We're looking at Real Madrid. We're looking at Man United, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Man City. So we're looking at, you know, English Premier League. We're looking at La Liga. They're including, Bayern Munich, I assume they're including the Bundesliga. So it's a pretty robust list. We'll say that. And they are worth $2.1 billion. Formula One is worth $1.8 billion for 10 fucking teams. That's 20 cars that are worth $1.8 billion. That's pretty wild. Well, I guess that makes sense. Okay, well, there you go. The NFL dwarfs all other sports in terms of value. But what is the most valuable entertainment franchise? I'm going to go out on a limb and say Rooster Teeth will not make the list. I'll cross my fingers just in case. Number 10, I believe, Call of Duty, $31 billion. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I was right. I counted right. So Call of Duty is the 10th highest grossing entertainment franchise of all time, grossing $31 billion. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is number 9 with $32.3 billion. Whew. That is crazy because the Marvel Cinematic Universe is built off of a comic book company. The box office itself, it's generated $32.3 billion, about $30 billion from movies. It's crazy to think that comic books, I wonder what Marvel Comics is worth. So, I mean, I don't know if that includes, MCU includes other facets of the company, like print publishing, but god damn. All right. Number 8 is Barbie, where generated $33.9 billion in sales. I feel like Barbie's probably going to jump up the list. I mean, they got such a shot in the arm of fan adrenaline this year, and deservedly so, that I think that Barbie's going to be operating at an elevated level for a while, for the near future, for sure. Number 6 is Harry Potter, The Wizarding World, for $34.5 billion. So not that much more valuable than Barbie, although I guess you could consider the books that, you know, they don't have about 40 years of sales that that Barbie does, but that's fucking wild. Number 6 is here's where I am ignorant. Number 6 is Anpan Man, Japanese children's superhero picture book series written by Takashi Yanase, running from 1973 until his death in 2013. The series has been adapted into an anime entitled Sorake and Panaman, which is one of the most popular anime series ever. I've never heard of this. I don't recognize the character or anything. That's wild. Well, it's worth $38.4 billion, so clearly I am behind the times on that one. Disney Princesses, I guess that's just as its own entity, or the Princess line, has generated $45.4 billion. Star Wars, coming in at number four. What do you think Star Wars is worth, if you had to guess? I'm giving you time to think about it before I blurt out the answer. $46.7 billion. So that's $29 billion in merchandise sales. That's $10 billion in the box office. That's $1.2 billion at home video. Video games is $4 billion. That's nice to see. Book sales, $1.8 billion. That's nice to see. And then TV revenue, $280 million. But TV revenue is dwarfed in comparison to everything else. Winnie the Pooh, it comes in at number three, the third highest grossing entertainment franchise of all time. Winnie the Pooh is grossed $48.5 billion. It's all retail sales. $48.25 billion retail, $40 million in DVD and Blu-ray, $214 million in box office. It is all retail sales. That's wild. Number two. See, this is so confusing because number two is Mickey Mouse and Friends, right? Which has generated $52 billion. But it's all fucking Disney. Like the Disney Princesses, that's all Disney. I don't, if we would combine it, why would they combine it? They're separate entertainment properties. Don't be an idiot, Jeff. Number one, I guessed ahead of time and I was dead on. I'm sure you know what it is too. Pokemon has generated $88 billion in revenue. And it's largely licensed merchandise, about $80 billion in licensed merchandise. The video game, the Pokemon mobile games have only generated $6.1 billion, which is a lot, but nothing compared to the juggernaut that the licensed merchandise is. And I got to admit, I don't really give a shit about Pokemon positively or negatively. I mean, I'm super ambivalent towards it. But when we went to Japan, we went to that Tokyo Sky Tree, I think is what it's called, and they had the Pokemon store in there, and that store definitely looked like a place that made $88 billion. It was pretty wild. Okay, so this completes my list of most valuable sports franchises contrasted with most valuable entertainment franchises. And also, I will say to everybody out there who's telling you that you need to throw a ball really hard or run very fast or hit something with a stick a long way, sure, if you want to be a part of a $4 to $5 billion a year industry, or maybe practice with your Harry Potter wand. That shit's worth so much more money. Or learn how to play Pokemon. You'll be a part of the most successful entertainment industry ever. And I say this as a sports fan, but that shit's kicking the dicks out of sports. All right.